Acts 2 uses striking imagery, wind and fire, to depict the coming of the Holy Spirit to the first believers. Both are familiar Old Testament images for God's presence among his people. But there is more to this story. It also dramatically reveals the unity and diversity of the new community of the Spirit. People from many nations and backgrounds are now united in the one Spirit. And yet each hears the Word of God in their own language. The Spirit enables them to receive the gifts of God within their own cultural context. These are tremendously important themes, both for the church and wider society. Various writers have suggested that one of the most pressing questions of our time is, can we live together? The forces that pull us apart and divide us are so strong. How then can we overcome the many obstacles to true community and unity? The Bible tackles this question head on when it speaks both of the fruit of the Spirit, in Galatians 5, and the gifts of the Spirit, in 1 Corinthians 12 and Romans 12. The first is about the Spirit of Jesus forming the character of Jesus within us and within the whole Christian community. The second is about the Spirit enabling every Christian to play a unique role in building up the common life of the community. Both are essential for the formation of genuine relationships and the overcoming of deep divisions. Such unity is not built on conformity to any one particular culture or way of being and doing. The story of Acts is the story of the church being prompted by the Holy Spirit to take the message of Jesus out from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth. In doing so, the Spirit challenged many cultural assumptions of the first believers and convinced them that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him.